I am the Archaea Isda, female archangel of the nourishment of the divine. I come to you in love and light and peace and wisdom, that I might offer you my blessing and my truth at this moment in time, that it might aid you as you continue on your journey here on earth and on your spiritual journey, the unfoldment of your heart and the expansion of your consciousness and spirit. Close then your eyes and listen to the sound of my voice. Open your heart and fill yourself with the power of my presence, with its gentle love and kindness, with its comfort and its succor. As the angel of nourishment, it is my task and purpose not only to provide to humanity that they might need in order to be nourished in mind and heart and body and spirit, but also to participate in the process of providing my fellow angels with nourishment from the divine also, aiding in the smooth distribution of the manna of heaven, the power that enables the angels to fulfill their task for the divine, to provide them with the energy and power that they need to perform their miracles in accordance with the will of the source, to be sustained and connected to their point of origin, the great Creator Creatrix, the source of all light and life. In this aspect, then, I am the assistant of the Archangel Melchizedek, the great Archangel of Communion, aiding him in the smooth transference of power that flows through him from the source to the angelic continuum as it stretches forwards from the limitless realms to the realms of limited reality. In conjunction with humanity, it is in part my function to play a role in the consecration of food. The blessing of food and drink, that the power of the divine might clear and consecrate it, cleansing it and sealing it from future pollution, raising the divine power found within it to that point where the body, mind, heart, and spirit is all sustained and nurtured through its consumption. For, in many cases and incidences, the divine found within food, whether the food be vegetable or animal, has been lost through the process of the fruit being harvested, or indeed slain. And the light that once burned so brightly within it is already diminishing or lost. Through blessing, through my power, through my invocation, food is returned to a state of divine nature. The divine essence within it that is diminished to nothing more than an ember, is raised once again to a fire, so that through its consumption mankind might participate of the divine presence found within it, and through the eating of each meal enter into communion with the source. We would then encourage the blessing of food, of wine, of water, of all drink, of all consumption, so that it might be made holy through this manner. And we would remind you that any and all are capable of performing such a blessing, that it does not have to be brought forward by a priest, but any man or woman born from the divine source has the co-creative power within them to be the conduit through which a blessing is brought forward on earth and transforms that substance about to be eaten to something that is divine. Similarly, although blessing prayers exist in abundance, prayers brought forwards from the heart in the spur of the moment can be equally, if not more, powerful than those memorized, than those read from holy books or scriptures. For intent is all, and the power of the heart is second only to the power of consistent change and impermanence. As well then as being the archaea of this process of blessing, I too am the archaea of all other forms of nourishment for mind and heart and spirit and form. Whether that be communion with nature, communion with spirit through meditation or prayer, whether it be the consumption of philosophy or the consumption of poetry, whether it be the imbibing of music or art or drama, whether it be joy and laughter, companionship, friendship, and love, whether the physical body is sated through the sensual pleasure of bathing or running, sexual sharing, through the indulgence of sensual delights found from touch or taste or sound or sight, whether the spirit is elevated through service or ministry, spiritual practice, spiritual giving. My power is present in all these acts that contribute to the nurturance of the holistic self. And when my presence is invoked before or during the course of such an endeavor, the experience becomes heightened, magnified, amplified, empowered, and the end result all the more intense and satisfying. During these current times, then, of stress, of exhaustion, of tension, of worry, concern, and fear, the nurturance of the self is very important. And my presence and power greatly required. In ordinary circumstances, mankind would sustain themselves through other acts of nurture, companionship, play, interaction, those seemingly menial, physical, mundane tasks that humanity has in the past taken for granted, but which have, in their own way, contributed to the sustenance of mankind's existence. So now, more than ever before, whilst these things still remain separated from humanity, it is important for humanity to find new and different pleasures that will sustain them. Healthy pleasures that will not contribute to imbalance, that will not contribute to the detriment of mental, emotional, or physical well-being, but rather replace those pleasures that are unhealthy or that cannot be ascertained in more simple, but yet potentially still deeply nourishing ways. It is interesting, then, is it not, that during such a time, many have turned to food for comfort and nurture, knowing maybe instinctively that inside it there is an ember of the divine that can temporarily sustain the need for light and love and laughter, truth, companionship, and purpose within. Imagine, then, how much more powerful such a simple pursuit would be if it were pursued hand in hand with me. Imagine how much more powerful a walk in the countryside would be, listening to music, snoozing in the afternoon, listening to the sound of birdsong, spending time with one's animal companions, being in the company of those who we can be with in whatever way. If my presence were invoked to magnify the possibility of nurture, to draw it from these experiences, imagine how powerful that might be. Call then to me, Archaea Isda, Angel of Nurture. Grace us with your presence. Gift us with your power. Awaken within these simple things the slumbering ember of the divine, breathing your life upon it, so that it may become the flame of nurture that we need in order to be sated and sustained, filled to the brim with the light of the divine. We ask these things of you, for the greater good of all and to harm none, and in accordance with the will divine and our own higher self's will. Let them then be so. So mote it be. Amen. Remember then one final thing. At the heart of the divine, found in all things, there lies love. Remember this. And of all the things offered by the Source, take this one truth, that you are loved by the Divine, unconditionally, and that love has the power to sustain all through even the greatest darkness.